Poštovani slušaoci, u studiju Radio Svetigore imamo jednog zaista izuzetnog i zanimljivog gosta. Radi se o ocu Filipu Hallu iz Lincolna iz Engleske, svešteniku Antiohijske pravoslavne crkve. Oče, Hristos vaskrse i blagoslovite.
He's risen indeed. Hristos
vaskrese.
Molimo vas da našim slušaocima kažete povod vašeg dolaska u Crnu Goru. Koliko znam, vi ste ovdje sa bratstvom pravoslavne omladine Svetog Jovana Krstitelja iz Engleske, gosti bratstva Nikšićkog, Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog.
If you can tell us something about your coming to Montenegro, this invitation came from Brotherhood of Saint Basil of Ostrog, isn't it right?
That's correct. What happened was that for many years we've been running a youth camp in different parts of England, and as these young people grow up, so they have formed a new youth movement, and we have a youth festival every year for the last two or three years. Last year some people from here came to the youth festival in Ilam.
Da, to je tačno. Dobili smo poziv bratstva Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog. Zapravo šta se dešava, već mnogo godina u Engleskoj se organizuju pravoslavni festivali pravoslavne omladine u raznim mestima, i naravno kako generacije stasavaju, ti ljudi se menjaju, postaju punoletni. Desilo se da smo prethodne godine imali i nekoliko članova bratstva Svetog Vasilija kao naši gosti u Engleskoj u gradu Ilamu, gdje je održan festival prošle godine.
During the festival we pray and we worship and we join together, we have discussions, and as we do that we grow closer towards God. And as Saint Dorothea of Gaza says, as you grow closer to God, you grow closer to each other. And so big friendships were made, and this year they have invited us to come and visit here.
Za vrijeme ovih festivala, znači, mi se družimo, imamo službe, liturgije, imamo razne razgovore na različite duhovne teme, i kako se sve to odvija, naravno, mi se zbližavamo u Bogu, a kao što Sveta Doroteja kaže, kada se približavamo Bogu, približavamo se i jedni drugima. Tako smo imali i napravili velika prijateljstva među nama, pa eto i sa prijateljima iz Crne Gore.
I kakvi su vaši utisci iz Crne Gore?
And what are your impressions about Montenegro?
They are wonderful impressions. They're the sorts of things that I know that in 6 months or 1 year from now I shall still be filing things away in my head and understanding things better, but I have seen an enormous amount to make me feel spiritually alive, and the same with everybody else too.
Nosimo izvanredna iskustva odavde. Siguran sam da ću i posle 6 mjeseci i godinu dana još uvijek pokušavati da sortiram utiske odavde. Neverovatno mnogo utisaka nosimo iz ove pravoslavne zemlje, i ne samo ja, već čitavo bratstvo koje je došlo se potpuno isto osjeća.
Danas ste bili i u Cetinskom manastiru. Da li ste možda se susreli sa visokopreosvećenim vladikom Amfilohijem?
Today you were in Cetinje monastery as well. Did you have chance to meet Metropolitan Amfilohije?
No, not yet. I'm not sure if we're going to meet him later on, are we?
I don't think so, actually.
No. But you can always tell from seeing the health of a whole church about the bishop and the priests and the lay people all together. Let me give you some little examples of the sorts of things that I have seen have made a big impression on me.
Da, nismo nažalost imali priliku da vidimo mitropolita Amfilohija, ali smo imali priliku da vidimo u kakvom zdravstvenom stanju se nalazi crkva ovdje preko sveštenika i monaha koje smo ovdje susreli, i kao ilustraciju toga želeo bih samo da vam napomenem sljedeće.
Things like the love and the openness of the priests, of the monks, of the nuns, of the lay people, the way that people greet each other with Christ is risen indeed all the time, which people don't do in England, even in the churches.
njihova ljubav, njihova otvorenost, otvorenost monaha, sveštenika, monahinja, čak i Mirjana, način na koji se oni pozdravljaju sa Hristos Voskrese i Vaistinu Voskrese, i dosta posle samog praznika Vaskrsa, što nije inače slučaj u crkvama u Engleskoj.
And then things you wouldn't expect, like yesterday in one of the monasteries in the lake, there was a swallow making a nest.
Ili na primjer slučajevi koje ne biste na primjer nikada očekivali, kao juče kada smo posjetili jedan od manastira na Skadarskom jezeru, vidjeli smo lastovicu koja pravi gnezdo.
And the way the swallow attended to every detail of making the nest, each time it came with something different in its mouth.
I način na koji je lastavica pažljivo, sa velikom pažljivošću donosila svaki put drugačiji, drugi predmet u kljunu i sa pažljivošću ga tačno uklapala na mesto koje je perfektno određeno za to.
Yeah. And it put this small piece of clay or piece of straw or a feather with utmost care onto its nest. Really, the utmost care. And it reminded me of the way that people are building up their spiritual lives here. You might not see a huge difference between the first time the swallow arrived and the tenth time, but eventually the nest is built.
I način na koji je ona ugrađivala i kamenčić i blato i travku u to gnezdo, svaki put kada je odlazila i prvi i deseti put, možda ne obratite pažnju, ali ona apsolutno svaki put neverovatnu pažnju postavlja da pravilno uklopi sve, toga je podsjetilo na izgrađivanje duhovnosti ovdje, koliko ljudi sa pažnjom na svakom koraku te duhovnosti gledaju da taj razvoj bude pravilan i postepen, ne ubrzan.
In England we're like the swallow, but just beginning to choose where to put the nest.
U Engleskoj mi smo kao ta lastavica, ali tek počinjemo da biramo mesto kako ćemo uklopiti deliće tog gnezda.
Under the guidance of God.
Naravno pod Božijim vodstvom.
Kad ste već pomenuli život pravoslavnih u Engleskoj, kažite nešto kako taj život tamo funkcioniše. Tamo postoji više pomjesnih pravoslavnih crkava, pošto je to pravoslavna dijaspora, tako da kažemo.
When you mentioned Orthodoxy in England, Orthodox Church in England, can you tell us something more about it? There are plenty of Orthodox churches actually based in England, their dioceses.
Hmm. Yes, there are. There are many different types of Orthodox in England from different countries. The diaspora has brought people from Romania, from Russia, from the Ukraine, from Arab countries, from this country, and so on, all over the place. But actually we're all one. And this is something we're beginning to learn in England. For example, in my parish, there are 15 different nationalities that come on a Sunday. We serve the liturgy in three different languages, mainly in English. But I look out and I see that all the people are one. We're one in Christ.
Da, tačno je, u Engleskoj postoji više pravoslavnih crkava, dolaze ljudi sa različitih strana, a recimo jedan od klasičnih primjera je upravo parohija oca Filipa, gdje imamo predstavnike 15 različitih pravoslavnih crkava. Otac je među ostalima nabrojao ukrajinske pravoslavce, Bugare, Rumune, Ruse. I međutim, interesantno je kako on kaže da mi ljudi u Engleskoj sada tek počinjemo da shvatamo da je sve to u stvari jedno, da smo mi jedno u Hristu i da smo mi u stvari svi isti.
Vi ste, oče, koliko znam, bili prethodno anglikanski sveštenik. Kako se desilo da postanete pravoslavni sveštenik? Prije svega pravoslavac, pa potom pravoslavni sveštenik.
As far as I know, yeah, firstly you were Anglican priest. Would you maybe tell us something about how you decided to convert to Orthodoxy and become Orthodox priest?
Mm. Many years ago, as an Anglican priest, we're talking about 17 or 18 years ago, and the Anglican Church treated me with great care and great grace. They were, and they remain, a close friend to me.
Pre mnogo godina bio sam anglikanski sveštenik, znači govorimo o periodu od pre više od 17-18 godina. Ja moram da kažem da je anglikanska crkva meni posvetila ogromnu pažnju, da su me tretirali jako dobro i da sam ja i dan danas veliki prijatelj anglikanske crkve i anglikanskih sveštenika.
But I became an Anglican by accident. I was at a school that was Anglican. I was 16 when I was baptized. And immediately, I had read the Gospel of Mark, and I knew that from now onwards, I wanted to do my best to be a follower of Christ. And I wanted to know how to do that best. To begin with, that meant being an Anglican, because that's all that I knew.
Postao sam Anglikanac sasvim slučajno, a išao sam u školu koja je u stvari bila anglikanska škola. Kršten sam tek sa 16 godina i kada sam pročitao Evanđelje po Marku, u tom trenutku shvatio sam da to je ono što bih želeo da radim u životu i da budem, znači, sledbenik Hristov, a po prirodi stvari prva crkva na koju sam bio upućen bila je anglikanska crkva.
And for many years that was for me like living in a palace, a spiritual palace, where you looked around and you saw marvelous spiritual riches.
I za mnogo godina to je za mene bilo kao živjeti u palati, u jednoj veličanstvenoj palati, gdje sam se napasao velikim duhovnim dobrima.
Then one day I found a little door in the corner and I opened up the door and I looked through.
I jednog dana sam video mala vrata u uglu, otvorio sam ta vrata i pogledao kroz njih.
And here were things that nobody had ever told me of. The palace I thought I was in was actually the garden shed, in some ways.
I tu sam našao stvari o kojima mi niko ranije pre toga, znači, nije pričao. I u tom trenutku, kada sam spoznao te stvari, shvatio sam da u stvari ta palata u kojoj sam živeo je u stvari bila baštenska šupa.
That's not to be rude about Anglicanism, because there are some really fantastic things about it.
Ne želim ovom prilikom, znači, da budem grub prema anglikanskoj crkvi, a ne želim da se to tako shvati. Ja sam stvarno imao odlična iskustva sa anglikanskom crkvom.
But when I looked through the door, I knew I had to try and squeeze through it into the Orthodox Church.
Ali kada sam video ta vrata, ja sam znao da moram da se stisnem i da prođem kroz ta vrata i da uđem u pravoslavlje.
Because in the Orthodox Church it is truly like the cupboard that the Lord talked about, where you open the doors and you can take things out both new and old.
Jer pravoslavna crkva je upravo kao onaj ormar o kojem je Gospod pričao, koji kada otvorite možete iz njega uzeti i nove i stare stvari zajedno.
And that's God willing where I am now. I have a lot to do with members of the Anglican Church, and many of them obviously very close friends of mine. The bishop where I live, the Anglican bishop where I live, has been enormously helpful for our mission in Lincolnshire.
I naravno Božija je volja što sam ja ovdje gdje sam trenutno, ali i dalje imam fantastične odnose sa anglikanskom crkvom, sa anglikanskim sveštenicima koji su moji jako bliski prijatelji, a episkop vladika u anglikanskoj crkvi u području gdje ja živim, zaista smo bliski prijatelji, imamo sjajne odnose i on je jako mnogo pomogao meni i mojoj crkvi.
So for me it was never about rejecting Anglicanism, it was about entering into something new.
Zato za mene u stvari nikad nije bilo u pitanju napuštanje anglikanske crkve, već ulazak u nešto novo.
Nećemo vas još dugo hoće zadržavati, budući da znamo da imate dosta obaveza. Želio bih samo da vam postavim još jedno pitanje. Zapad je sekularizovan, zapad je ateizovan. Kako objašnjavate tu krizu vjere na zapadu koja postoji evidentno u naše vrijeme?
First of all, we're not gonna keep you much longer. We know that you have plenty of things to do, many obligations. Just the last question I would like to ask you is, how would you explain the fact that the Western countries are mainly secularized? Plenty of atheism is at the moment, at these our times, in Western. How can you explain this? Can you tell us something about that?
I think that as we have become richer, so we have put our trust in man, not in God.
Mislim da kako smo postajali bogatiji, počeli smo da verujemo više u čoveka, a ne u gospoda.
We think that science and belongings can answer all questions.
Mislimo da nauka i posjedovanje mogu da odgovore na sva naša pitanja.
We've hidden away from the problems of the world and we don't look at them except through a television, which you can ignore.
Sakrili smo se od svjetskih problema, ne gledamo u njih osim kroz televiziju koju u stvari možete da slobodno ignorišete.
And many people aren't really engaging in being alive at all.
I mnogi ljudi u stvari uopšte nisu umešani u biti živ, u život onakav kakav treba da bude.
So gently, gently try and encourage them to live life to the full, as the Lord says, and then they come closer to him.
Zato mi pokušavamo na blag način da im ukažemo na put prema Gospodu i da im ukažemo da je to pravi put.
Oče Filipe, mnogo vam hvala što ste bili gost Radio Svetigore.
Father Philip, thank you very much for being a guest of Radio Svetigora.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Hvala na vašem gostoprimstvu.
Poštovani slušaoci, sa nama je bio otac Philip Hall iz Lincolna, iz Engleske, iz Antiohijske pravoslavne crkve.